Welcome to Bevington Banter, the show where we can sound like we're arguing even when we all agree. I'm Cassidy, and together with my brother Cade and dad Randy, each week we discuss a selection of news stories, topics surrounding the culture, and matters of freedom and faith. Thanks for listening. Follow and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Share it, and if you like what you hear, rate it 5 stars on Apple and Spotify.
Well, the thing that struck me this week that I wanted to get an idea, because I think I have a little bit of a different take. You guys have heard the Twitter, was it Media Matters?
Media Matters created profiles on Twitter and purposely went and followed a bunch of like anti-Semitic
accounts.
And posts. And then also like these companies, right? And so they basically rigged it so that these major companies' ads would pop up next to these or on these anti-Semitic Twitter accounts and tweets, and then used it to say, look, to go to the companies, right? And say, look, this is happening. You should pull all your ads from Twitter. And
right. For example, an anti-Semitic tweet would pop up right next to a Disney ad on Twitter. And there's contractual agreements with these big advertisers that this will not happen. But they had to artificially create it by following an anti-Semitic accounts and these advertisers, these corporate accounts, and then refresh like thousands and thousands of times in order to just get it to pop up one time, and they could screenshot it. So Elon Musk is, and so then Media Matters went to these corporations and said, look, what's, you know, your ads are popping up to these next to these anti-Semitic, ads or profiles and tweets. So, they started to pull their advertising off of Twitter. So Elon Musk is suing Media Matters. But the ultimate thing that I wanted to get to is that in this interview, is it yesterday or the day before, the guy is asking Elon Musk about this about advertisers pulling their ads off of Twitter. And he said, if you want to, you know, bribe me,
I've got
to try to... Okay.
I've got it if you want.
Yeah, play it.
You don't want them to advertise?
No.
What do you mean?
If somebody's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go f*** yourself.
But
go f*** yourself. Is that clear? I hope it is.
Okay. So
I heard it with laughing in the background, though. Is there no?
There was a little bit of laughing there.
A little bit, but very minimal because he's talking to a bunch of corporate leaders.
The guy's in shock.
They don't know how to react.
The guy's in shock, and so he's like, "Oh, did you not understand?"
Yeah, but I like the hand gestures he makes. He likes to go. He's like, and then he refers though to Bob. Are you in the audience or something like that?
He's referring to Bob.
He's referring to Bob.
Yeah, he says hi Bob if you're in the audience.
Disney.
Bob Iger. Yeah.
And but here's the point I want to get to. What I think, these corporate heads, people read this as straight up as, you know, literally what what Elon Musk is saying is that, you know, I don't care. I'm not going to be coerced. I'm not going to be blackmailed. I'm not going to be bullied. But I think there's more than that. He is giving these big corporations that are being bullied by groups like Media Matters and all these woke, you know, organizations permission to no longer bow to the woke agenda, because they can say, look, it doesn't matter. We're not having any influence. The fact that we're not going to advertise on Twitter, Elon Musk doesn't care. So there, I want to be advertising. I want to advertise on Twitter. I have a reach. I want to reach these people. So if we can't bully him, then there's no reason to pull our advertising. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
He's giving the corporate heads permission to not let the woke agenda influence them longer. Because it doesn't make any difference.
You don't react to the bully,
right.
they give up.
Exactly. You can do whatever you want to me. It doesn't make any difference. So why should we do it any longer?
He also, a little bit later, says something about, you know, people doing evil in the... I don't know if it's in the name of good or however he phrases it.
Yeah.
So he also is just saying, like, this stuff is evil, and I'm not
He was talking about, he went on, he was talking about Tesla, and he said that he's done more for the environment than anybody, than any single person.
And right. Which, that's debatable.
And yeah.
Well, but by these
but by their standards, that's by their standards, true.
Yeah, that's true.
But his point was, and the guy kind of calls him on it, he goes, look, I'm not talking about perception. Because he's talking about, well, how you're perceived. He goes, I'm not talking about perception. Right. I'm talking about reality. This is real. He goes, it doesn't do any good to be perceived as good and do nothing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're better off to be perceived as evil and actually do something good. Because I'm talking about reality, not perception. Mm-hmm. He said there are people out there that these corporations, they're getting, they're perceived as good, but they don't do a thing. They're doing nothing. It's just perception. So, yeah, that was actually really good. I mean, the fact that you have someone like Elon Musk, I'm not praising Elon Musk. I do like the fact, though, that someone of his stature is willing to stand up and say these things, because it gives everybody else the opportunity to also comment and get involved and act and react. And, I mean, you know, if you and I, if we sit here and say it, it has no impact whatsoever. But if someone like Elon Musk says it, then everybody can jump on.
Are you saying that what we're doing right now is not impactful? How dare you insult our 35 loyal listeners?
Hey, it's the last time we only had 35 listens.
No, I know. It's a bit more than that. It would be a lot more than that if you guys would share this with other people.
Yeah, obviously. People will share that one episode that
no, was that not a, accidentally definitely not got a glitch. No, it was not a glitch. It got accidentally linked on FM.player as one of the top, you know, one of the recommended podcasts to listen to for the midterm results, and it got like 3,500 downloads.
So what we need is someone to go hack sites like that and just put every one of our episodes.
I was going
to
say,
there,
how
like,
can we get all of our episodes on there? So anyways, I just thought the Elon Musk thing was interesting in that I felt like he's giving these corporations that are you know, manipulated by the woke agenda permission to no longer do that, because it's not going to have an effect. So why do it?
You know, that's how we could get our podcast shared a bunch, is just get on the good side of Media Matters. And then they'll share it for us.
You mean on their bad side?
No, the good side.
No, because the Daily Wire and all those people were talking about how they're like,
oh,
and, yeah, and Glenn Beck.
Michael
and Glenn Beck
Knowles
saying,
is always,
we love, we love them for going after, like, you know, because this is a messed up. But however, we don't want to ruin, we don't want to cancel Media Matters because we get so much publicity.
Yeah,
from them.
Michael Knowles always,
like,
Knowles always talked about how they're
Glenn
his best
Beck
publicist.
Was today, like, I would have to hire, like, a publicist because they watch. Soros pays people full time to listen to every one of my episodes. Jeremy Boring said today. George Soros pays people full time to listen to every one of our episodes and clip the best stuff and put it out
social media. That's what Noel said. Noel says, he goes, they put out clips on things I say before my show's even over.
That's awesome, because then
he said,
they
my
edited
team
it for
do,
you.
Can't do that. Yeah.
Yes.
You can just copy the video. You can just download the video and repost it on your own page, and it's yours. So
yeah,
there's not even like any kind of weird.
So like, we don't actually want Media Matters to go away.
Did you guys hear this Air Marshal story?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, it's insane.
It's like two stories combined.
Yes.
It's like, well, let's take the air marshals away from something that they do that is good and have them do something useless and tyrannical, like follow around the people who were at J6.
There's currently an 8-week old infant on that list.
That's not possible.
Obviously,
that's what I wanted
born.
To get to.
Yes.
The head of the Federal Air Marshal Service said that they are currently tailing an 8-week-old baby.
Whoa.
Which was
whoa.
Not even conceived.
Of course
in
not.
In January of 2021.
Of course not. Well, let's just listen to the clip and we can respond to it. So here's the facts straight from the, I don't want to say horse's mouth, because she's not a horrendous looking woman, but
We're not flying right now. The only missions that we're doing are Quiet Skies missions, and those are missions that are following the January 2021 people. So we're either on the border for illegal immigrants or we're following folks from January 2021. We're not doing our regular missions where we're out there looking for the bad guys. So right now on most flights, you're not going to have air marshals.
What do you mean by that you're following January 2021 people? What does that mean?
That means our primary mission is a little group called Quiet Skies. It's a mission called Quiet Skies that we're following people that flew into the National Capital Region in January 2021. You did not have to go to the Capitol or the rally, and you've been put on a specific list that TSA now has assigned air marshals to follow these people who have not had any type of criminal investigation. They haven't committed a crime, but yet 3 years later, we're following the same individuals day in and day out.
So you're saying that air marshals are now following people that were at the Capitol on January 6th, and they're not tracking terrorists at all?
Well, they didn't even have to be at the Capitol, Carly. They could have just flown into the National Capital Region. So if anybody was there for a job interview, to visit family, we even had a gentleman that was there for a funeral. They put on this domestic terrorist list just because of their geographic location to Washington, D.C. So these people did not even commit a crime. They weren't even at the Capitol.
What? Do those people know that they're on this list?
Some of them do, because when they go to the airport, they get the QUADISs on their boarding pass, and then they have to go through enhanced security. Then they're followed by teams of air marshals.
Okay, well, that's enough. I think you got enough information. And as far as the guy who was there for a funeral, everybody was there for a funeral. It's just that, you know, for a million of them, it was the funeral of the United States.
I love how shocked Carly is. She's like, what?
I like how this, the director of the air marshals is not in the slightest trying to hide the fact that it's out of control.
I think
out of
she's
control.
Finally
she's
saying
sending
it.
A message, man.
I think
she wants people to know what's going on.
Absolutely.
I mean, this was
so
just a Fox
on,
News whistleblower, basically.
On Glenn Beck, which she was on Glenn Beck, right? She said that the eight-week-old baby, she said, it's not just one air marshal that will be assigned. It's a minimum of three. You'll have three air marshals following this eight-week-old baby. No matter if the baby travels with the grandparents, if it travels with cousins, like, it doesn't matter. The baby's on the list. They're like, they're going to stay on that list because the father allegedly was charged for entering the Capitol. Like, his father paraded on January 6th, I think is what she said. And so now the baby, who wasn't even a thought at that time because he's currently 8 weeks old, is on the terrorist watch list.
And they have to assign someone? Can't they at least even go,
can you
this is obviously a mistake. We
can
should not do this.
Can you imagine being the agent assigned? To...
No.
And then...
No, I couldn't do it. I could not do it in good conscience. If you're doing it just to keep your job, I'll be honest, shame on you. I don't care. I don't care at this point. If you're doing that and you're not protesting openly, you're part of the problem.
The agents who are not following these people from January 6th are on the border, like driving people to doctor's appointments, making sandwiches, handing out water, ridiculous stuff.
That's what I was just going to say. It's not just the following around people that were in the D.C. area in January of 2021. They're also on the border basically acting as valets and Ubers, Uber Eats. And
yeah.
Well, that's also members of DHS.
Right. Well, they've
and
got
so
the...
Then, I think it was Glenn said something like, so all these instances you've seen in the last couple of years of like weird people on planes, like how come we haven't thought of it before? Like, where are the air marshals? Like, is that why this stuff's happening? Because there's no air marshal to be like, okay, dude, sit down, knock it off.
Oh, that's true. Do you usually not even see?
We wouldn't have the lizard lady.
Do you usually not even see that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Or the lady who pulled down her pants and just peed in the aisle.
I did see that video. That was bizarre. It's not just the air marshals, though, and like you said, DHS, because this Federal Facilities Protection Service, people that are supposed to protect federal buildings, they also had one of their, maybe their chief guy, saying that they also are on the border doing these same kinds of things.
Yeah, when testifying in front of the Senate. And I have a video, and I want you to listen to this. I kind of have a question after. I'm curious as to one of the things that Josh Hawley says here at the beginning.
Whistleblowers who are special investigators within DHS come forward to my office and I think others and allege that they were pulled off of their assignments investigating child abuse, child trafficking, fentanyl. They were pulled off of that and sent to the southern border in order to perform, in their words, menial tasks. I just want to know, have any FPS officers, to your knowledge, been reassigned to the southern border to help with migrant processing?
Yes, sir. We do have a number of FPS officers that are supporting CBP at the southern border in two locations, and that's going on today.
When you say assisting with processing?
Not processing. Let me explain what they're doing. So the Border Patrol, the goal is for us to support the Border Patrol so they can go back to do the work of the border. So our officers are transporting people to hospital appointments, to medical visits, to emergency rooms that may need for treatment. So the Border Patrol doesn't have to do that. They can focus on the border, and we're supporting them and escorting people to these appointments.
If I could just ask, where are these folks coming from who are transporting your agents? Where are they being taken from if they're now running people back and forth to the hospital at appointments and so forth?
Various locations throughout the country.
For example?
Boston, Chicago.
What would they otherwise be doing at those locations?
Federal facility protection.
So they're being pulled off of federal facility protection in order to go to the border and to take migrants to appointments.
Our goal is to support the Border Patrol.
So never mind about my question. I don't have it anymore. I thought when the first time I listened to it that this specific organization's agents were working on child abuse cases, and I was like, what are they doing working on
that's no, like that was but yeah that was just
he was talking about DHS in
yeah.
general, and that right. actually makes sense, because I have to imagine that the Air Marshals definitely falls under DHS, so they're just part of that. But then the other thing is, why don't we just transport them to a hospital in Mexico?
I love that idea.
Yeah, we should. That's what we should do.
Well, here's what strikes me. You've got no air marshals. I mean, they, I don't know if they literally said it, but she virtually said there are no air marshals flying in the air to doing their jobs. So the air marshals are not flying on the planes doing their jobs. We have our Federal Facility Protection Service, which protects, like, you know, can you say what was the Mara building in Oklahoma City? Think of that. That's a federal building.
I don't think they could have stopped that, though.
Okay, but I'm just saying.
Because the government did it.
What I'm saying is that those are going unprotected. They are intentionally yeah. setting up and telegraphing.
Yeah. And the terror threat is at an all-time high.
Exactly. They want an incident. They want an incident. Because when the incident happens, we all lose more of our civil liberties. Because that's the way that to you got to crack down, make everything in society more restricted. I mean, and in the meantime, they're letting millions of illegals come, you know, over the border.
And then those illegals that they come across the border, they took the air marshals off the planes, and then they put the illegals on the planes, because I saw them in the San Antonio airport.
They're just keeping everybody safe up there.
And they're all wearing, they wear like generic gray, cheap, like sweat shirts and sweatpants if they had, I guess, bad clothes.
If illegals can act as law enforcement in Illinois, why can't they be air marshals?
They're carrying these like cheap plain backpacks, little backpacks, and they had on these like really cheap little flip-flops.
Plain like P-L-I-A-N or P-L-A-N-E, yeah. Because both A-I-N. Could apply here. You got to be A-I-N. More specific.
And little flip-flops. And they have these like little blankets, little thin blankets. I'm like, this is 100% a family. And then I realized there was more than just one family, like groups of illegal immigrants. And they would go up to the counter and like show them some papers and like a ticket, and the person would sign it. Then they would get on the plane. And then I saw one of the gals on the plane, and her papers, it had the stamp of the Department of Homeland Security. And it was like instructions for her on like getting her flight to wherever she wanted. And then when we got there to Chicago, there was someone waiting with a sign, a little paper in Spanish.
If photos ever leak of illegals wearing those gray, plain gray sweatsuits, there will be an uproar about horrendously treated they are, that are forced to wear what's essentially like a prison jumpsuit or something. Like, why don't you have a full retail store where everything is marked for free when they walk in so they can pick their own outfits out? How dare you? I bet you. I mean, I'm joking, but I guarantee that would actually be a thing.
They, this past weekend too, apparently a bunch of immigrants moved into the San Diego airport. You know how they just kind of they kind of live there. I mean, until they get to they can do whatever they want to do. I guess
they could move in.
They don't know where they want to go.
They could move into the San Diego Zoo because there is no animals there. It's impossible to see an animal at the San Diego Zoo.
They're in their natural
habitat. In their natural habitat, and you can't ever see them. I'm convinced there's no animals there. Plenty of room for them.
The idea that we're giving them these cheap plane sweats and backpacks and all that, those gets me, because we are spending, it now has come out, $451 billion a year to support the illegals coming into the country.
We should be able to give them more than plain sweatpants. Where's the rest of that money?
Jet fuel.
The plane tickets?
We're buying luxury hotels in New York.
Do you know how much plane tickets cost right now? And there were many of them.
But I want to put that number in some perspective. That is, we've been talking about how insane it is how much money we have sent to Ukraine. That is double the amount of money we've sent to Ukraine to fight a war now with Russia that's been going on almost 2 years. I mean, that is about 1/14th, 1/15th of our entire annual federal budget. Because you're talking about almost $500 billion, $500 billion.
Our
annual budget is only $7 trillion.
Real quick, I have to correct you. We don't have a budget.
Well, okay.
Budget is a term, is a loose term there.
Okay, but you understand my point.
I know,
I mean,
that's
insane. That is you can't fathom that amount of money in a year to support people that have no right to be here.
Yeah. I have nothing to say about that.
So let's talk about how then we have all these people who are, you know, struggling. You see all these people reporting the prices that they're paying at the grocery store, but yet the, of course the Biden administration is telling us how everything's getting so much better.
Yeah, like this, like Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, this past week, as Americans gathered around their own kitchen tables for Thanksgiving dinner. That was our goal, to give them a little more breathing room. And together, we made progress. You know, from turkey to air travel to tank of gas, costs went down. They went down. Now, the people making a lot of money, that doesn't matter a whole lot because the costs are relatively small compared to wealthy incomes. In fact, as a share of earnings this Thanksgiving, dinner was the fourth cheapest ever on record. I want you all to know that.
When did they start recording?
Also, what's it mean as a share of earnings?
Particularly excited about that.
Yeah, when did they start recording? He said fourth lowest on record. Okay, did they start recording 4 years ago? Because that's a stupid thing to say. Not also, I like this. From turkey to air travel to tank of gas. Not to the cost of a tank of gas or the average from turkey to air travel to tank of gas.
Air travel?
That's exactly what he said.
I don't know where. That's because he flies on Air Force One. He doesn't have to pay.
It's free. Yeah. I don't know if you know this, but they have planes with bedrooms on them that you could fly around in for free. I do.
They just lie to us.
Yes.
I mean, they know they're lying. They're intentionally lying.
So does everyone who just went and bought stuff for Thanksgiving.
Hey, I like how he's standing.
So does everyone who buys anything for anything in life.
Have you seen the video of that? He's standing next to, there's a TV on either side of him. Big screen TV that says
Bidenomics.
Strengthening supply chains. What's that?
It says lowering costs
What's a supply chain?
I was going to say, what's
a supply
chain?
Term?
I've never heard of that before.
Heard of?
But But you see all these people posting videos about how much prices have gone up, what they paid a year ago as opposed to what they're paying now. I saw a woman talk about how she never had credit. She never had credit cards. She always got, you know, she had eight people in her home. She's always been able to get by on. She goes, now I have credit cards finally. I've never had that before. I don't know how I'm going to pay them. You know, all this because of increased cost. And there's videos like that of people all over the place. It's apparently, someone was saying that it's all over TikTok. And so they're really upset with TikTok because people are posting all these videos about how bad the economy is.
About life.
So did you see the video? Did you hear the clip of, and I saw a video of Biden telling this worker that the Marine that's with him, that he could destroy the world?
Oh, with yes. Like a missile?
No, they're at this wind. Yeah, they're at this wind plant or something. It's like a South Korean company. And he tells one of the workers there something about like, oh, you're my Marine with the nuclear codes in the briefcase. He like makes a joke about it.
Yeah.
And he says a bunch of weird stuff.
He's like, yeah, you destroy the world. I can't. Yes, I just shouldn't say anything.
You know what strikes me about this clip from the Irish, whatever this is?
Yeah,
whatever their
I know what it
legislative
is. I know what it is. Can I guess what it is?
Yeah,
they
can.
Literally have the Guinness logo, yes, on all the seats in their like parliament or whatever.
I know.
It's the exact same thing as like on a bottle
of
Guinness.
It looks just like the Guinness logo.
I knew that's what you're gonna say.
What's it for? Is it for Guardia or something? What's the G for? I didn't see it.
No, it's like the harp looking thing.
It looks
thing.
Like a harp.
Yeah,
it's that harp that looks exactly like. And anyway, that's
which
funny.
Which is probably an Irish symbol,
yeah,
that,
yeah,
Guinness uses.
That's really funny, but it's also terrifying that a representative from the government in a Western country said this.
When you think about it, all law, all legislation is about the restriction of freedom. That's exactly what we're doing here, is we are restricting freedom, but we're doing it for the common good. You will see throughout our constitution, yes, you have rights, but they are restricted for the common good. Everything needs to be balanced. And if your views on other people's identities go to make their lives unsafe, insecure, and cause them such deep discomfort that they cannot live in peace, then I believe that it is our job as legislators to restrict those freedoms for the common good.
Okay, isn't the proper word unsecured? Because I can't do anything about them being insecure. I have no control over that. What am I supposed
she's
to do? Just
not...
walk around and compliment them
okay.
all the time,
but can you
incessantly?
Go back to where, like, she's not entirely wrong at the premise of, like, if you're not an anarchist, right? We recognize that the reason that we have a government is to, like, right, murder, like, we'd... things that you don't have a right to do, like murder, and like, you know, there are some things that are,
I would argue that those aren't freedoms at all.
You're protecting the other people's rights, I guess, is why that's a law. Is that,
I didn't hear her talk about anything other than speech.
No, she said all laws restrict freedom, was what
yeah,
she was saying.
I think
the common
that
good,
people
for
should
the
be
good.
Responsible for,
well,
protecting,
that's not exactly
their
true
own freedom.
It depends on how you view that. By prosecuting murderers, you help me as a non-murderer be more free. I don't have to live
right.
a life that I have to
yeah.
be cautious all the time,
right,
to,
like
so I don't get
freedom.
Murdered.
I'm arguing, yeah. So I guess that's the way you could argue that. But we should go back and say this is because Ireland has a immigration crisis on their hands as well. And there were some people were killed, right? Kids included.
Yeah,
a couple of violent attacks. I don't know if they died in that. In the okay,
there was
so in the
one
Maine,
a 16-year-old boy that he died from his stab
yeah.
wound.
And,
I thought that was in France.
And Conor McGregor tweeted something, right? It was a tweet that
yeah.
something about, you know.
Yeah, there were women and probably, kids who were stabbed in an attack yes. by an Algerian migrant in Ireland, but none of them died. The 16-year-old
okay.
boy who was
that
stabbed
was
to death
France.
Was
yeah,
in France,
right.
and they're kind of responding the same way. So
yes, and so people in Ireland, including, you know, very well-known figure Conor McGregor, said something, who's a natural like Irish citizen, you know, made statements about that this is crazy. We have to do something about this. Yeah. We can't be letting people. And then they are getting. So now they want to create a law to where Conor McGregor's tweet would be illegal and he could be prosecuted for it because it was racist, apparently, to say something about a factual situation in which immigrants stabbed people.
Right.
Here's the uncomfortable truth. Those countries don't have a First Amendment. And if you want one, you might be forced to overthrow your government and then create one in a new government. And I will say for the United States, just because it's written down on a piece of paper doesn't mean that you don't have to be willing to still do the same thing.
If you can't defend it, it's no good.
Because that piece of paper is not going to protect you.
And the whole Ireland thing with... there also somebody made a sign or a meme or whatever that said Irish lives matter. And Now they're going after the,
that's hate speech.
Yeah. That's hate speech. Here's
what if it said Black Irish lives matter?
Well, that's just it. Irish is not like, Irish lives matter is not the same as BLM.
Right. That would include any,
because sure they Irish could be white, they could be white. Black, they could be, you know, brown. They could be, I mean, if you're an Irish citizen, it's not about your skin color or your race.
I would argue that they should have the freedom, even though I disagree with it, to write the word only in front of it. And still, it should not be illegal to say. Yeah. It's insane, but it should not be illegal to say.
This wanting to legislate speech in Ireland, they want to regulate, you know, what they call hate speech because it puts people at danger. These kind of ideas. Here's the issue I have. I want to take this and tie it to something that I just heard involving the Hamas-Israel conflict, pro-Palestinian, demonstrators. At the Oakland, California City Council meeting, there were pro-Hamas supporters that came out, and they were speaking at the Oakland City Council meeting. Why? I have no idea. They were there. But I heard...
Because the City Council was voting on signing some kind of petition or saying whatever to urge the Congress to vote on a formal, urging for a ceasefire, something like that.
Okay. So
super influential.
I heard two of the people testifying state that October 7th was a false flag and that the people were actually killed by Israeli Defense Force.
Yeah.
So Israelis killed these 1,200 Israelis in the most horrific way. It was not Hamas. It was not Palestinians. Now, if no one is calling them on that absolute insane absurdity, no one is saying that they can't say that or holding them responsible. You tell me how you can make some inflammatory, outrageous statement that insane and not put Jews in danger. And yet no one is seeking to restrict or limit them in any way. So that's the problem. It's not this idea. Yeah, we'd all love in this, utopia for everybody to be safe and nobody's feelings to ever be hurt and nobody ever be put in danger. But it's not about that. It's about who decides what's dangerous or hateful and who doesn't. I mean, that's where the problem is. So
obviously the people of Oakland, California.
But what I'm saying is you can say that one person will say that Conor McGregor's speech is dangerous and hateful and they're going to restrict it. And that same person could hear these lunatics in Oakland and not think it's a problem.
Hey, if you would like, we can listen to the lunatics because I have the perfect video of it.
Okay.
There's not been beheadings of babies and rapings. Israel murdered their own people on October 7th.
Calling Hamas a terrorist organization is ridiculous, racist, and plays into genocidal propaganda that is flooding our media and that we should be doing everything possible to combat.
I support the right of Palestinians to resist occupation, including through Hamas, the armed wing of the unified Palestinian resistance.
As an Arab, asking with this context to condemn Hamas is very anti-Arab racist.
The notion that this was a massacre of Jews is a fabricated narrative. Many of those killed on October 7th,
thank you, ma'am. Your time is up.
Including children, were killed by the IDF. An amendment
literally
condemning Hamas
a fabricated
is
narrative.
Bald propaganda meant
which
to
would still be
thank you, your time is
a massacre of
to hear
Jews.
Them complain about Hamas
oh,
violence
I like this one.
Is like listening to a wife beater complain when his wife finally stands up and fights back.
Question. Did anyone else
just
notice
so he
that
knows,
those who oppose this resolution are old white supremacists?
There's been a lot of atrocity propaganda ranging from claims of beheaded babies to mass rape.
Hamas is not a terrorist organization just because the U.S. and Israel deems it so. Hamas is a resistance organization that is fighting for the liberation of Palestinian people and their land.
Okay, we've moved beyond. They've moved beyond the Palestinian people.
Right.
Because the second lady said clearly Hamas is not a terrorist organization. And then someone said Hamas, which is the armed wing of the Palestinians. And then they've moved beyond just being like, don't hurt the Palestinians.
By the way, I would just like to point out to that guy who's saying that condemning them is like condemning a woman for killing
fighting
her husband
back.
After she's been yeah. fighting back against her husband who's been beating her. I'm going to use that exact same line when we destroy these stupid idiots. When they push us to our absolute limits. And like in New York, they have this new law where they can pull people out of their houses and quarantine them forcefully and treat them with whatever treatment that they feel like. And there's no time limit and there's no anything.
What?
And some judge or court just gave the governor of New York this power. When they start doing stuff like that, and I absolutely snap, I'm going to say that. I'm going to play that clip even. And I'm going to say, listen, you should agree with this. That's what I'm going to reference. I'll be like, hey, you don't blame me. Victim blaming. I'm the victim.
Well, you blew my joke because the guy that said that, is it just me? Or if you listen to it again, that guy sounds like Chris Rock.
He does?
Yeah.
I'm queuing it up.
He sounds like
that's weird because this short little old white man.
Oh, really? Sounded like who's the guy that plays the voice of Donkey in Shrek?
What?
That's who I heard.
Isn't that Chris Rock?
It sounded.
Eddie
Murphy.
Perfect.
It's Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
Your time is up.
To hear them complain about Hamas violence is like listening to a wife beater complain when his wife finally stands up and fights back.
That kind of does a little bit.
It's not exactly Chris Rock, but it sounds kind of like
it. It does sound a little bit like Chris Rock.
Yeah, that New York thing is nuts. I mean, it's just put you in the camps.
We
can just come in and pull you out, and we think
you
got a cold, and we're going to...
With the new Chinese pneumonia coming,
that clip
get out.
That clip was actually Chris Rock defending his right to assault Will Smith.
Dan Bongino says, like, every day he tells people in New York to get out, get out.
Oh, it's, you're right. This whole Chinese virus thing. Here's the thing. Fortunately for us, you know, they're going to, if they try to do all this crazy stuff to influence an election in New York, New York is lost. Doesn't really matter.
Where are they going to get their tax base from with so many people leaving?
And no, I don't know.
And
this,
Eric
this
Adams
upcoming
is complaining.
Summer?
So now they're so
yeah,
now of course they're investigating.
They don't get enough
money. They're investigating Eric Adams, and I guess he's got some kind of ancient sexual assault charge. Somebody brought against him or something, because
that's convenient.
I mean,
the residents of New York, the residents of New York this summer, I believe, are going to be hoping and praying that Snake Plissken is a real person, because they're going to need him.
Did we talk about Derek Chauvin getting
shivved?
Oh,
hang on. Cassidy doesn't get the joke, I can tell.
I don't get that
Escape from New York.
Oh, you got to watch the movie.
Okay.
Did we talk about Derek Chauvin getting shivved? We haven't, because
we didn't
do a show last week.
No, he got stabbed right after the documentary came out.
I'm telling you, they tried to kill him because they do not want him on a witness stand again. They do not want another trial.
If I'm them, though, I do. And I actually want him released coming up to the summer of 2024. That is the perfect catalyst for the insanity that we saw to happen again, maybe worse than the summer of 2020. And that's what they want. They do want that. So because, again, it justifies them to be a little bit more heavy-handed. Obviously not against the people who are actually doing it, though. That's don't, you know.
I don't understand. I don't know how they decide what cases the Supreme Court hears and which ones they don't? Do you have any idea? Is it like just majority rules?
I think, yeah.
Because they turned down.
Yeah, that's crazy to me.
If there was ever a case of not getting proper due process, it is because of a change of venue for the Derek Chauvin trial. That's it. If the Chauvin trial did not warrant a change of venue, then no trial ever will ever warrant a change of venue.
So Glenn Beck compared this, I thought this was interesting, to the like the trolley car problem, the kind of moral ethical question of, okay, you have a trolley car going down this track, and on one track it's going to hit like one person. It's aiming towards hitting like 100 people and it would kill them, right? Or you could flip the switch and it goes down the other track and it kills like one person, right? And he was talking about having AI, like, because I think they were talking about like artificial general intelligence, like becoming probably a real possibility. Maybe why the guy that OpenAI CEO left, because they discovered something that was terrifying. So that's why he's talking about this. And most people would say, you know, in that case, there's nothing you could do. You flip the switch and the one person dies, and like AI would agree. Now you move on. Okay, now you say you have a person who is accused of something wrongly, and you could give them due process, so they could actually get a, or there's like, you know, four people outside and the mob's holding them hostage and these people are going to die. You could just sacrifice this one guy, right? And this is like the Derek Chauvin situation.
I don't think that's a good representation. Well, I don't think that's a good representation.
He was saying, we all know that's not moral. A guy gets a fair trial. However, like if AI was making decisions, that was his point. But I just thought the comparison was just...
I don't even think that the train thing that you laid out is a good representation of that.
But the idea that you prosecute one guy undeservedly so that the whole city doesn't burn.
Yeah.
Right. But my point would be is no, you do the right thing.
Correct.
Period. Because the next time we have precedent,
all of a sudden
that all of your rioting is not going to make a difference. It's not your rioting is not going to coerce us into convicting an innocent man.
But now I'm saying, is the Supreme Court going along with this? Are they? That's crazy.
It's cowardly. I think this is cowardly.
I would like to be able to see. I wish we could see their votes on deciding whether or not to take cases. We should be able to. That should be something that's accessible to us. We should be able to see
who voted
yes to hear it and who voted no not to hear it.
I am guaranteed Kennedy voted no, and
of course.
Yeah, and then
but that's still not.
Roberts will vote not to hear it.
Who?
Roberts. That's what I meant.
Yeah. Yes. Roberts. What I meant. Yeah. Kennedy's gone.
I don't know why I said
definitely Roberts, and the other one is either Amy Coney Barrett or the guy that got crucified.
Kavanaugh.
Gorsuch.
Kavanaugh.
I would say Kavanaugh. Or Gorsuch.
Kavanaugh
would be the
is the most likely.
I don't think Gorsuch. I don't think Barrett.
I don't think Gorsuch.
Gorsuch gave that horrible ruling on that transgender equal rights thing that was insane. So I'm not completely...
Because here's the thing. If their name is not on the record when it comes to which cases they take or not, however, if they took the case, then their name would be on the record.
Actually, I really hope it isn't Kavanaugh, because if there's anybody
should understand about
should
falsely
understand
being, that yes, falsely
true.
Prosecuted.
It's him.
Yikes. Yeah.
So that's the thing that you have to realize about this kind of stuff is like, no, you do the right thing regardless, because we live in a dynamic world and there's future to come. And it affects it. The way we deal with things now affects the future.
Which I don't think, that's not what Glenn Beck, maybe I shouldn't have brought it up, because he wasn't saying that that's the moral choice. He was saying that,
I know
he was saying
he
wasn't you do
saying,
the right thing. He was
yeah,
saying
yeah,
you do the right thing.
Yes.
But like, he was warning against, you know, what would our artificial general intelligence do?
But there are a lot of people who do fall into that
trap.
Can
it see the difference between, could that see the difference between those two cases? But anyway.
So I've been, just as in my noodling out the whole bonus hole thing, I've noodled out the electric car.
He did spend a lot of time noodling that out.
Well, I've been doing the same thing with electric cars, because here's what I kept asking myself. Why are they pushing so hard on the electric, or even mandating electric cars, when it's absolutely, it's not feasible? Given current technology, you would not mandate electric cars by, say, 2030. It's because it's just, you, no matter how much you want it, it can't happen. It can't work. So why would you do it? And the answer is, it's like Kate has talked about with Obamacare. It's not intended to work. It's intended to fail. No one has talked about this for a while, but do you remember a year and a half or so ago, there was a lot of talk about how automated cars and car services, and you wouldn't own your own car, and you could just call for a car, it would come and pick you up. But of course, you're going to have restrictions maybe about when you can travel and how far you can travel and all that kind of stuff. That's what they want to force us into. So if we mandate electric cars and they can't plausibly be, you know, it can't plausibly happen, but people have gotten rid of their cars and the electric ones, and there's not enough to go around, they don't work, then boom, they offer us, you know, some federal automated car service that we now are basically, you know, we're slave to. And now they're in control of all of our movement. They want to put us in 15-minute cities already. They're coming out now with car software and stuff to make it so that you can't speed. They're putting a limit on that. It knows where you are and what the speed limit is, and won't let your car go faster than that. I mean, there's all these things that they're doing that electric cars are not intended to be successful. They're intended to force us into more government control of our movement. What do you think?
Well,
yes,
that's very possible. But
it's more than possible.
As a positive note, there were some, I don't know if it was city states, that it came up for a vote of doing this similar thing of California saying, you know, they all would be electric by whatever, and they voted them no.
Yeah, but Michigan did
Yeah, but the federal government is mandating it on the car manufacturers.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Motor City.
Yeah.
Electric Motor City.
That's pretty crazy.
But I mean, Ford's just filing
bankruptcy now.
You saw that the CEOs of a bunch of those companies are basically begging the Biden administration to back off on all of the mandates for doing the electric car thing because they're losing so much money.
Yeah.
So
I think the union,
on Pat Gray this morning, they said the demand is so much lower, like around where in Texas and places for electric cars, you can come here and get them a lot cheaper.
They're just actually cheaper.
Yeah.
That it's worth it. It's worth it for you to travel there and spend $7,000 less for the vehicle and then just drive it back.
Yeah.
It'll take a very long time to get back.
Your 2-day trip is going to be a 7-day trip because you're an electric vehicle.
And that's if it doesn't catch on fire and you make it at all.
It's going to cost you a lot more. It's going to be expensive by the time you get towed.
The only one that is somewhat plausible to take a trip in is a Tesla, if you have Tesla chargers. Every other one is they don't even compare. Like, right? Even Tesla doesn't really make sense, but they're so far and above the rest of them.
So, you guys saw this. What are your thoughts on this? Are we ready to move up to the Lady Ballers by the Daily Wires?
Well, by the time this comes out, we'll probably already have watched it.
So, thoughts? Or do you want to play the trailer? Or
Daily Wire movie?
Yeah. So, this is a movie that Daily Wire is putting out to basically mock the whole transgender.
No, this is the craziest thing to me. Is the Daily Wire just announced, hey, we're releasing a movie Friday. Like, did they not announce this, on Monday or something crazy?
It's been out for a couple days. I mean, they've been talking about it for a couple days.
But there was no, lead-up.
No, there was no
it's been done.
No
build-up
until, Monday was, the first I heard of it.
I know. Maybe they just want
people
to...
Here's a little sample for you, but we'll link the entire trailer in the show notes.
This is the way the world is now. My 8-year-old daughter told me all about it.
So, a guy can become a girl with no physical changes at all.
Oh, that's called gender fluid.
So I can be a woman on the court and a man in the bedroom. I can't believe it.
Nice!
You mean when you're sleeping?
Yes.
Coach?
Alex.
We could play basketball.
We'd have to get the whole team back together.
It's time.
We're in.
I'm in.
I'm in!
To play.
Lady Ballers. Mount up.
So the it's mocking men in women's sports, transgender, right? And so it's a group of guys that plays, that they say they're women, and they play women's basketball against women. And the funny is every single person for the Daily Wire appears in this movie because they couldn't get anybody to be in it.
I did notice, though, they got, what's Riley Gaines?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
That was seemed logical.
Seth Dillon, the CEO of the Babylon Bee.
What's Riley Gaines going to do? Be like, I don't agree with the premise of this. Yeah,
she's
right.
Already
that's,
been canceled.
That's like
for
her
the very
life's
thing.
Goal. Yeah. Her life is dedicated to the premise of this movie.
Even actors who have already been canceled and people who like begged to be in the Daily Wire stuff, they called them and they were like, nope, can't do that.
They
cowards.
So that's why the entire Crane and Company crew is in the movie.
Which is a bummer because that's going to be the worst part
of the
whole
thing. It's
going to
be the worst part.
Their show is terrible.
Yes.
Matt Walsh said that he was cast in the role that is the most opposite of who he is.
Yes, on purpose. And most of them, some of them just like make cameos, but Matt Walsh is like it's an actual role, I guess. He is more than just a cameo. And my favorite is when Ted Cruz shows up. And they said there's other people who are going to show up in this movie too. That
here's my thing. And I know that, I mean, I like to support and, you know, like a lot of the Daily Wire stuff, but this movie doesn't really interest me. It's just going to be so cliched. I mean, if they have maybe some kind of underlying storyline that runs throughout the whole thing, but as far as just all the mocking of transgenderism, we already know it all. We've already heard it all.
No,
it's all so unbelievably obvious.
Did you even watch the trailer?
Yes.
Yeah, the basketball tournament is the underlying story.
Yeah.
They're like a men's basketball team who doesn't do well.
I think it's a monetary.
And then they realize that
they're going to make like $5,000 or whatever.
Yeah, that they can win money and do this. There are characters from beginning to end. It's not just like an anthology of transgender mocking skits.
I kind of agree. Like, this very well might not be my type of humor.
No.
However, I think that there's a place for this movie. Like, people are going to.
No, if it's
yeah,
no, if
I
it's
think
like,
it will be mostly
the concept
bad.
Is funny. Yes,
I mean you I say agree. That it's like would be similar to like The Ringer.
Yes. So
okay,
if you have you ever heard
wouldn't
of this movie,
have any
The Ringer?
Desire to watch The Ringer?
Okay,
it's super funny.
This guy, it's funny. This guy, his I think it's his uncle has like this big gambling debt, and so he convinces him to pretend to be mentally disabled, like a high functioning mentally disabled guy, and enter the Special Olympics, and he places this big bet on like basically that the favorite will lose, and then this guy goes in the Special Olympics. Now this is a better like there's they portray like this movie didn't get a ton of hatred because people said it portrayed like people with special needs really well, and they like and it has a whole storyline like redeeming arc whatever, but it's hilarious. And I'm like, this is basically The Ringer, but like can we just agree how ridiculous the concept is? Like it's the concept of men playing in women's sports, is it not the same as this guy pretending to be mentally disabled and playing? The difference is that those transgender women are actually mentally disabled.
It's way worse. You know what I don't want to do? I don't want to like wrestle a guy with Down syndrome.
Yeah.
I would get destroyed. You know how strong those guys are? They are so strong.
You know
that's,
what?
This is
well,
not the same.
Doesn't he do a track race?
That would be like the same as a woman wrestling a man. It would be me wrestling a man with Down syndrome. They just don't know. They're too nice most of the time. They're too nice to know that they are like, they have like bear-like strength.
The best friend he makes in that movie is, I think he has Downs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's where I guess I was kind of confusing The Ringer with Dodgeball.
Oh. No, that's
because there's
not
nothing
same.
About that that would make
no,
me
no. The Ringer
watch
is
that.
Johnny Knoxville pretending
yeah.
to be
I remember,
a retarded guy.
When she started
guy.
Talking about that, I remember Johnny Knoxville the ads, but I obviously never saw the movie. But no, I mean it'll be. I mean, I'm sure it'll be fine. But I mean, there's nothing about this Lady Ballers because it's going to be every joke we've already all thought and heard about.
I'm also
transgenderism.
Thinking it's probably going to be like kind of crude. And that's typically not my kind of humor, so we'll see.
I want to kind of change the subject now about something else, something that I think that will be worse than this movie, and that is tonight's debate.
I was going to ask about
tonight's debate. And by the way, I would also like to do this. I would like us to record a quick segment because by the time this comes out, it will be over. But it's so predictable that we should record a segment right now of us reviewing the debate that hasn't happened yet. Because I'm that confident.
Do you okay. mean that okay, Ted here Cruz it is. Just wiped, or not Ted Cruz, that DeSantis just...
and Newsom. No, here's what yeah. it is. DeSantis is going to talk about poop and
no,
and
you're supposed
needles.
To do it like you're supposed to do it like it already happened. You're supposed to do it like, man, remember when DeSantis and
well, I can't
and,
do that.
And they were and, talking
remember when
about
DeSantis basically says in Florida. Remember when he said in Florida, I did this, and it worked.
Newsom
and,
is
yeah,
going
to good part.
And California's
gonna,
garbage. Newsom's that's basically what accuse, he said over and over.
Newsom's going to accuse Florida of banning books, can't say gay, and chasing
no,
Disney and chasing Disney out of. Florida.
Do you remember when Newsom
no,
was like, we love Disney in our state and we love all the gay stuff.
Remember,
and you
wait,
try to
wait.
Chase Disney out of your state. How that's hateful. You're
remember
hateful.
When,
remember
no,
when he
wait,
said
this
that?
Is it. Remember when Newsom said you passed a bill that said that people can't say gay.
Say gay.
And then remember when DeSantis said in return, he said, well, first of all, read the bill. And he said, it doesn't ever say. And then
I
he
do
said,
remember that.
And then he said, you also, he went to Newsom and said, you also just accuse all gay people of being publicly indecent based on that law in Tennessee.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah. That was a good part. That was that was a great zinger. You remember when Sean Hannity was stupid for the whole interview?
Unless Newsom springs a video of us on us of like Ron DeSantis being inappropriate with Nancy Pelosi or something, there's nothing that's going to change my mind about Ron DeSantis.
Now that I don't remember happening.
I'm just saying that's what it would take to change my mind about Ron DeSantis.
Do you consider being inappropriate with Nancy Pelosi though, like assaulting her?
No,
like
that would
physically...
be appropriate. No.
Okay. All right, I just wanted to make sure.
Being friendly, basically.
So we were watching football, and the Pacific Life, this big whale life insurance, came on. And Cade had the idea, what would it be like if you had specific life
Specific
as opposed to Pacific
life insurance life. Instead of Pacific life insurance. And I was like, it would just be like combined with like all the FanDuel ads and stuff that you see.
Right.
So specific life insurance. You'd like take out insurance policies.
Right.
But they
on
only
how you're
going to
die.
Out, they only pay out if you're right about like how the person dies. And so you just like guess how this person, but and like the more ridiculous
right.
your claims get,
the
like
more
the more
money your family,
yeah,
gets.
The more money pays out. So
like I could put down a dollar on being killed by a charging rhinoceros while playing a ukulele in a tutu, and my family would get $10 million.
Odds are low.
Go make it when you're ready to go. You go make it happen.
So no, that it has
See,
to be for other people.
That's really specific. Okay, I was gonna say because that's really specific, but also Dad could like easily.
Now the only
so wait,
difference
wait, can
between
I
this
take can I take the insurance policy on Dad to die that way and we're in cahoots and he goes and makes it happen?
No, it actually has to be for about strangers.
Oh, so you could
be celebrities.
You mean for somebody that you don't know and you can just
OD,
like put
OD,
life insurance
OD.
On them?
I'm just putting OD on all of them.
On
I'm going to hit
celebrities.
More often. I'm going to hit more often than I ever.
Yeah, but it won't be
you're
this
right.
big of a payout.
You're right, except for if you did it to all of them.
That's like
then
even
the
money.
The payout would be really low. Like
yeah.
you bet a dollar, you get like $1.25
yeah.
back.
Okay, but if
because,
I do it enough times,
no,
it
but
pays.
So she's going to make up for
it
in volume.
No, you can't do that. Or else people would do that all the time in gambling.
Okay,
the
you know
whole
what?
Point
I'll do
is
it for strangers.
So likely.
I'll do it. Honestly, in today's world, I'll do it for strangers. OD.
Oh, I mean, now that is true. However, because here's the thing. If it is one of the leading causes of death, it doesn't matter who you apply it to, celebrity or regular person, it's going
right,
to be low. If
be
you
lower.
Do just like, car accident,
question,
might as well
do you
not
get a
even
profile?
Place that bet.
You get,
or, I mean,
you get
sorry,
a stranger,
specific
and you get,
life insurance
you get a profile
policy.
Of them? Like, you got to know, I need to know things about
yeah,
them.
Yeah, like a little bit of stuff about them, which is
some
why,
health
like,
information.
Which is why, like, if they live in. If they live in Kansas and you put that they die in a scuba diving accident, big payout. Big payout if that happens.
But if it's a tornado, lower.
Right.
Way low.
If
no,
it's
not
a tornado
for
someone
tornado?
Who lives in Florida.
If you get a profile on the person that you're insuring, can you get like what time does this guy cross this intersection to go to work each day? And I'm betting they get run over by a car.
No, that might... again, run over by a car is too common. It's got to be weird, and you can do multipliers by adding things together. So like by getting like more like what color shirt they're wearing like when they die. Yeah, parlays. There's parlays. And you just like red shirt parlay. He's wearing a red shirt when he dies.
Okay, no, I want that one for Star Trek.
Two different colored socks.
If he goes down
two different colored
in the red
socks,
shirt.
You're a billionaire.
Okay.
Instant like, billionaire.
But like your mom says, is he wearing clean underwear? Make sure you wear clean underwear if you get in a car accident.
Unfortunately, that is so common.
Your mom. Whose mom said that?
You never hear that? You never heard that?
I've heard it.
But you
can't
gamble on clean underwear because when people die,
they crap themselves.
It might not be clean. I know, that's what I'm saying.
No, it won't be. It won't be. Their bowels just empty.
Right, empty.
That cannot be part of this. Win every time.
My point though about somebody, I want to know what time they cross the street every morning on the way to work is like if they get run over by a car, that kind of makes you suspect number one if you're the one who took life insurance out on them.
I don't know if you have that specific of information, like where exactly. You might know city area.
I actually now am thinking that if you guessed clean underwear and that happens and they're dead, you win a bunch of money. That's a big payout. You guess dirty underwear? None. Clean underwear, huge payout. Because that's crazy.
What do you think? Specific life.
I see a lot of problems.
What's your motto? Okay, what's the motto and what's your logo? Like at Pacific Life, it's the big whale. I don't know what their motto is, though.
It's like an anvil or like a piano falling on someone.
Now, yeah, or like you still, it looks exactly the same. It looks exactly the same as Pacific Life, but the whale is eating a guy.
Eating someone.
That's good.
Other than that, it's identical. A subsidiary of Pacific Life Insurance.